Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, the irony if Trump had been elected Speaker of the House on January the 6th. That was last Friday. I gotta admit, I hoped for that. I did. I don't care what you think about Donald Trump. He was successful in most of his legislation outside of stupid COVID nonsense. Cheated out of the presidency for his second term. But he would have control over Congress. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I hope you had a good weekend. Hope you had time to recharge your batteries. Let me put it to you this way. There was not a shortage of stuff to be concerned about over the weekend, because here's what I will guarantee you. The Democrats have plotted against you and still plot against you. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be out golfing. You could be out fishing, boating, skinny dipping in your backyard, doing chores, honeydews. Doesn't matter. Vacationing. Democrats are out to get you. Anyway, last week, multiple votes failed to get McCarthy in, and the fight became ridiculous. It became so much fun to watch. And here's the main reason why it was funny to me. Because McCarthy thought it was a foregone conclusion. This guy, since he was a knee-high to a grasshopper, said, I want to be Speaker of the House one day. I just got to be Speaker of the House. And he has been kissing butt and kissing babies in who knows in what order all the whole while trying to finagle his way into power. These people love their power. See? Jim Jordan didn't want it. That's why you know Jim Jordan's a good guy. Donald Trump didn't want the presidency. That's why you know he deserved it. Whether you like him or not, I'm just telling you, those are the facts. I don't have a dog in the fight. For all I can, Jim Jordan may want to run for president one day. I met Jim. He's a great guy. I'm having him come in for an event. I don't have a dog in the fight, man. You know what I care about? I care about your passion for stuff. What do you care about? I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. Her daughter is dating a guy, and she says to me, Kevin, he's a nice guy. And I said, well, maybe she needs to see some of her friends that have nicer guys, that, you know, that are more ambitious. She says, the problem is her friends are dating losers. But this guy, in the scheme of life, he's not a good guy. He's not ambitious. He's boring. He's 21 years old. He doesn't want to go out. He doesn't want to do the things that 20-year-olds do. Now, you may be saying, Kevin, you know, what should he be doing? Going out and throwing up every weekend? No, man, he needs to be going out. When I was 21, I wanted to be in the club. When I was 51, I didn't want to be in the club because I would have been the old dude in the club. At 21, you're supposed to be clubbing. You're supposed to be out there living life and making mistakes. What I told her is this. If he won't live life now and make mistakes, he's going to make them down the road because you got to make mistakes. Anyway, we were talking about this, about passion. And I said to her, I said this to my sisters. I said it to all my female cousins. And I said it to all any woman that I gave a crap about. I said, look, the guy you like at 18, you won't like at 22. The guy you like at 22, you won't like at 25. The guy you like at 25, you probably won't like at 30. So wait till you're 30. I mean, that doesn't mean don't date. The guys don't understand what they're about. One of my friends said this. She says, Kevin, I dated a guy in high school when I was 16 years old, and it was the best thing that could have happened. She said, I had zero passion for him, but he kept me away from all the other guys that I might have had passion for who would have been bad for me. So she was lucky to find a guy who was just a nice guy. But the minute she got to college, she'd even know who this dude was. Yo, you listening to me? You paying attention up in her? You better be. And if you got some daughters, let them listen to this. This is a program for everybody. Everybody up there going to learn something today. Everybody's singing the blues. You can't leave it till you sing the blues. So anyway, passion. What do we want? We want people that have passion. I have a dry cleaner that when you show him a stain, he's like, oh, let me look at this. What you do? What you eat? I think it's ketchup. Ketchup dip, ketchup or barbecue sauce? There's a difference, Kevin. I go, no, it's ketchup. And he analyzes it. And he puts a little tag on it to show, you know, this is what I'm going to look at later. And I don't know whether does he go and get the JAMA? Does he go get the Journal of American Medical Association and look at my spot and figure out what he's going to do with it? And surgically remove it? I don't know. But I love that little Asian man says, Kevin, what you eat? What you do? Where were you? He's analyzing like Columbo. He already knows the culprit. He just wants me to make some guesses. Love my Asian for dry cleaner. Are you kidding me? It's like him. Also teach karate in back of studio. I'm just kidding. I don't know if he teaches karate. But he does. I'm not kidding. He looks at when you bring in a stain, he looks down here. If the neck of your shirt is too dark, my son with a little funky butt wore one of my shirts to prom, and it came back just dirt. The neck was dirty. And I'm like, what you do, man? Go roll around in the dirt. So I get to Mr. Kim, and he's like, ah, someone not take shower when we're sure. I'm like, hey, the lazy man, don't let me come back there and do some kung fu on you. And I told him, my son wore that shirt, and I don't know if he cleaned himself, but he was sweating, and they were dancing and all that, so leave me alone. But here, back to passion. I keep going off. I don't care what it is you do. You should show passion. But the passion can't be, I'm determined to be, this is what I'm ordained to be. The passion needs to be, you've earned it. You've demonstrated that you're going to represent your clients, in the case of Mr. Kim. You're going to represent your clients to the best of your ability. You know, when I bring that stain in and he looks at it, he's like, it isn't about him, like he's going to make the dry cleaning hall of fame. He doesn't care who knows except me. When he got a stain out one time, I'm not lying, I didn't think he got it. I'm like, man, I think it's ruined. I'll figure out. You tell me, what was he? I think it was wine. Man, this dude got some wine out of a favorite pair of slacks of mine, and that's what hooked me. That's what hooked me. Now, he lost some slacks one time, and they act like they didn't know. And then I said, you lost them, that's okay. 2 weeks later, they found them, called me up, and it was a whole different deal. Mr. Kim and I were on the same wavelength at that point, but he has passion. Our politicians don't have passion for us, but more on the speaker when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Vivo Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And another topic with the new Republican majority coming in. The House Oversight Committee is laying out their new investigations. And they claim to have evidence that Joe Biden lied to the American people about his involvement in his family's business schemes. Did he?
So look, I've said this before and I'll say it again. House Republicans promised that fighting inflation during the midterms was going to be their number one priority. That's what they said was important to them, and that's what they said that they wanted to do. But instead, what they're doing is wanting to do an investigation on the president and his family. That is their focus. They don't want to focus on the American people and their family. They want to focus on political division. They want to focus on something that the American people do not want to see, as we saw from the midterm elections. Look, I'm not going to get into get into the specifics of any of the oversight here. We have a White House counsel that's going to my colleagues who are going to deal with this. So I will point you to them. you know, again, I'll point you one more thing. I'll point you to tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to see an event where that's going to be done in a bipartisan way. So there's ways to move forward for the American people, for American families, in a way that works.
That was Jean-Pierre avoiding the actual question of the House Oversight Committee's claim to have evidence about Joe Biden having knowledge of his family's business schemes. I love how Ducey put that, Peter Ducey put that, their schemes. And she says she's not going to get into the specifics of the House Oversight Committee, but understand, we've got bipartisan this, and we're working on this, and didn't the Republicans say they're going to be working on it? In other words, let's do everything to avoid the real question. And folks, that question will get answered this year. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. We are barely into the new year. And the Democrats, if they thought that they bookended all their schemes to last year and none of it was going to carry over, welcome to the party, pal. I've been talking this entire show about why I'm so happy to be a conservative. Why I'm happy that all I want is the truth. I don't care who it hurts. When I tell the truth about Trump, people still go, "Oh, yeah, Kevin, you love Donald Trump." I told you, Trump, Operation Warp Speed, failure. Trump's handling of COVID, a failure. Should have stuck to his guns on hydroxychloroquine and what's this other thing? You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, he should have stuck to his guns on those things and said, we're not going to spend billions and trillions of dollars feeding the pharmaceutical industry that is not going to do anything except kill people. But no, Trump wanted to prove that he could rush these things to market, and he bought into their nonsense. That is not the art of the deal. That is not understanding the strategy. Trump, while in business he may very well be a strategist, in politics he's not. He doesn't know how to pick good people. I give you Omarosa. I give you Scaramucci. I can give you a litany of other people that Trump put. I give you Mike Pence. He doesn't know how to pick good people. But he still managed to be effective. Imagine if Trump knew how to pick good folks. People that are ride or die, they're going to stick with him no matter what, and who are going to rally around him and protect him, and who are going to make sure that the media actually reports the truth, who would clean out the clandestine agencies and make sure that we have DOJ that literally was it wanting to protect the American people, which is what their charter is. Imagine if you had people that were digging dirt on Congress and playing the nasty game of politics against these people. What would he would have won? And here we have a crooked group of people, the Biden family, and it's going to be exposed. By the way, it already has been. It's been exposed. And so we've got this crooked family, and they don't want to answer. Many people were like, why didn't she come out and say no? She says they have evidence about Biden and his schemes. And you just say, well, I'd love to see this evidence, because the Bidens have done nothing wrong. What the president has instructed me to say is I've done nothing wrong. He said it. He said it on 60 Minutes. He said it all over the place. He claimed that 51 experts debunked the laptop that we know has been undebunked. It absolutely belongs to Hunter Biden. No question about it. And I guess Hunter snorting coke on there and slapping prostitutes on the butt and talking about other laptops and Russians compromising him and all the other litany of things that we've learned from this laptop. All nonsense, right? Debunked by experts. These people are going to have to face the truth. We are days into the new year, and they are already back in defensive mode. And you know what's changed, folks? Your resolve is even more, you're more determined than you were in the cheat year of 2022. You're more determined. You want to know how I know? I'm already going to meetings about it. They think they got to us. They just really lit a fire under us. And now, the conservatives, the Tigers, we got poked. We're letting nothing go. And if you're smart, you'll go with us. And you'll say, I'm letting nothing go. I told you, I said, look, right now we're embroiled in Wu Flu. They're back to selling it. The convenient lie of saying, well, you know, there's a new variant that's out there. On the heels of watching an NFL player drop. National TV, the entire world watched this man fall. And you know what they understand? They know why it happened. And we have naysayers out there. Kevin, why are you talking about this? It's too soon. If I had a heart attack and I went to the doctor and I would say, Doc, what do you think it is? Do you think he's going to go, well, you know, Kevin, I think it's too soon for us to start to speculate. He's going to say, Kevin, just out of curiosity, did you take the vaccine? Out of curiosity, have you had any other heart issues? Out of curiosity. See, that's where you learn stuff. It's out of curiosity, by questioning. And so when we start to question, how does a crackhead who has no skills get millions of dollars and then claim that he didn't do it based on his notoriety of his dad? And his dad, he says with his own words, I have to give 10% to the big guy. And nobody, no investigative reporter wants to go check that out. They will this year. Because the Democrats are going to lose grip on all this stuff. Don't be dismayed, folks. This is what's going to happen this year. In fact, now they're saying the DOJ is stonewalling evidence against the Bidens. We already know they've done it before. That crooked FBI that hid those documents, that hid Hunter's laptop for months. Didn't want to release it? Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is remembering civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yesterday morning, on what would have been Dr. King's 91st birthday, I attended the Sunday services at Ebenezer. And it was deeply meaningful and moving for me. It was because we faced another inflection point in our nation's history.
The free school lunch program that came during COVID has gone away, and a new study reveals it's hitting districts hard. They can either take on debt or take a kid's food away.
It's been real heartbreaking for a lot of school meal program directors to take this benefit away from their students and families.
Diane Pratt-Huebner is with the School Nutrition Association. Their study found districts are taking on huge debts so they can still feed needy students. Tim Berg, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What will the new year reveal? Surprise answer. Nothing new, folks. Not for us. But this year will cause many more leftists to rethink themselves. And millions did in 2022. This year is going to poke even more serious holes in the leftism and cause millions more to think. The left did a great job of covering up their bad deeds. They just couldn't get rid of them. They couldn't eradicate them. But they did better than I even thought they could. Nevertheless, when you have as many controversies as they do, you can't keep a lid on everything. I want you to imagine a kitchen where the pots are all boiling over and you're trying to press down on them as the bubbles are, you know, causing the lids to just keep rising. How many hands you got? How many feet you got? How many cooks in the kitchen? They got a lot, but they can't keep those pots from boiling over. And a boiling over pot gets your attention. Because that liquid or whatever that's in there tends to hit the flame. And it causes smoke and a host of other things. And that's exactly where the left finds themselves in this new year. They didn't bookend last year and cut it off. You know, start their nonsense in January with their, you know, devices on how they were going to cheat us out of the election. And then they ended it. Nope, it didn't end. It's a carryover. And the problem is, we get a fresh start. We're not waiting. We're not talking October, November. We get a fresh start in a, quote, off year to go after these guys. And the meetings have already begun, I can tell you, because I'm a participant in many of them, at least here in Arizona. And I'm going to bet you they're happening all over the country. Adam Schiff, we just learned this, was trying to shut down journalists using Twitter, saying, hey, listen, I don't like this guy Paul Sperry. Can you shut down anything that he says, anything that he tweets? We want no promotion of him and his QAnon agenda. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a QAnon person. But I'll tell you what QAnon is supposed to represent. It's supposed to represent weirdos wearing tinfoil hats who believe in conspiracies. You know, conspiracies like global climate change isn't real. Conspiracies like Wu Flu is contrived on at all angles. Not only the disease itself, but certainly the vaccines. It believes in the idea that the DOJ is out to get us, that they're spying on us. They're not looking for people outside of America, the criminals and terrorists and things like that. They're literally spying on actual Americans who've done nothing. You know, that's those QAnon people. Those weirdos who believe in these conspiracies. See, I used to think other countries were crooked. Having been to many, lived in a few, you just go, man, you hear about, like when I was in China, you knew you were being watched. You knew everything you said was, you know, was being monitored. The people that call themselves your friends were not friends. They worked for the government. You just knew it. You knew that disinformation was a, you know, it's a hallmark of their so-called media. Propagandist is what they were. Their job was to spread it, misinformation, and to try to catch you in compromising stuff. They wanted something on you. And if you weren't a high-level person, they were watching you just to make sure you didn't corrupt anybody with your ways. You know what I did? I bided my time over there. I wasn't political. It's your country. Run it the way you want. I'm not here to change your laws, change your views. I was there to do business. But what I learned when I got back was, and I didn't learn this until years later, our government is far worse than these communist regimes. Because our government wants us to actually believe that it cares. The communists immediately tell you, you're worthless. You're a cog in the wheel. Don't even worry about what we're doing at the highest level. Our government wants you to think you get your vote matters. Your vote counts. The Biden administration, folks, puts out nothing but propaganda. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. They don't report good news. Inflation numbers. Oh, inflation is at 7.3%. No, it's not. It's at 20-something percent. They fake the numbers. Oh, we no longer have a bunch of fat kids. Why? Joe Biden changed the BMI ratings. Oh, we've taken people off of welfare. Well, they raise what the welfare limits are. Nothing they do is based in reality. It's not based in results. It's based in manipulation. And worse, the people who are out there slaving and working hard and keeping this country going are the ones they come down on the hardest. As the old saying goes, no good deed goes unpunished, conservatives who get up there and start companies and put your time and effort and fortune into it. Only to have the government conspiring against you at every turn. They put out propaganda. Who could possibly believe anything that the Biden administration reports? Who? Show me something that Joe Biden's done that you go, oh man, that right there, woo, that was amazing. Oh boy, was on, you know, he was on point. Joe Biden is so concerned with the LGBT community, he neglects the mass population who's suffering from his massive inflation, the price of fuel, gasoline, people dying, or the crime rate rising in every major city. Oh, but Kevin, murder rates are down. Okay, if you want to, murder rates are down from the previous year, which was record-setting. But guess what's up? Rapes, armed robberies, burglaries, all kinds of other stuff. And I'm not talking small percentages, double digits. You don't have a safe country in any way. You're not safe at the job. You want to get? Why would you get a job that you can lose because somebody goes, you ain't woke enough? What are you here to do, Kev? Here to do my job. Why haven't you joined the committee to help lesbian Guatemalan midgets? Because I don't think that has anything to do with being a design engineer at your company. Oh, you're not woke, huh? Reporting you to HR. If you see something, say something, right? Our government is on the take. They are financing the exportation of woke. They're financing the exportation of vaccines that don't work in order to limit the world's population. That's all this is about. And who else is on the take? When they're not doing that, taking your money to put it in the nonsense, look at Pelosi. What her net value is since she became a congressman. You want Donald Trump's taxes? I want Pelosi's taxes. I don't know these numbers for certain, but I'm told that Liz Cheney started out in Congress worth $2 million and left worth $40. Look it up. Research it for yourself. But here, regardless, here's what I do know. Many of these people go into office making $175,000 to $200,000 a year and leave multimillionaires and complain the whole time and strategize against us. What could you be strategizing against us if you could? If you had a job where you go in making $200,000, leave making $20 million, $30, $40 million, wouldn't you just keep your mouth shut and do the people's bidding? I'm amazed at what we let these people get away with. While real Americans suffer, these people profit from our misery. They profited from the Wu Flu stuff. Ask yourself, if you think those trillions of dollars went to the pharmaceutical industry and the politicians got nothing, you are sadly mistaken. Find out what they invested in. I don't want to see just your taxes. I want to know what stock trades were made. I want to know how you got the money you got when we look at your taxes. Because you know what I think we'll find out, America? We'll find out that all these politicians are on the take. And that's why they protect Hunter Biden. That's why they protect the big guy. And that's why they cheat in elections. Then use things like January 6th as a cover-up, which that day is coming up. Another year of a date that should live in infamy, because what we will discover this year is that these people lied about January 6th across the board. Ray Epps, FBI participation, etc. It will be bona fide, provable, easily provable. And in fact, it could be provable by just geo-tracking FBI agents in their phones. It could be proven in a variety of ways. Hopefully, the Republicans will make a serious effort to do this. But you want to know what the biggest problem that the Democrats are going to have going into 2023? The biggest problem they're going to have is Joe Biden. That president, inflation, gas, fuel prices, crime, and so on, isn't going away.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to assume or guess that in Thursday night's hearing, we won't be hearing very much about this. This suggests that your committee will have to have more public hearings in the fall concerning the Secret Service texts and possibly more material.
I think it's all of our sense that this will be, the end of the first set of hearings. But we do not believe this will be the end of hearings. New people continue to come forward. New issues like this involving the Secret Service also continue to make themselves apparent and merit further investigation. How many of those issues will warrant their own hearings? It's too early for us to say, but none of us feel that this is over by any means. And at the same time, we want to, in the fall, present our recommendations about protecting the country going forward. I think that is worthy of hearings as well. So there is more to come, but I think what you'll see on Thursday will be significant in and of itself.
That, folks, was Adam Schiff before, while they were in control of Congress. And he's saying, oh, there's more. We got all this stuff. And then what do? They get it all put together. They lose Congress, lose the House. And now they say, well, you know, I guess we're going to have to let Trump go after what was supposed to be the biggest insurrection in history. We got to let him go. Because now the shoe is on the other foot. January 6th was a mutiny against the President of the United States and a mutiny against the citizens of this country who voted to reelect Donald Trump, rightfully so, not because he was right on everything and not because he's a good guy, but because his policies showed positive results. And the Democrats will do anything, repeat anything, to keep the truth from getting out about what they did on January the 6th to essentially suborn this coup. To make people believe that you're wrong if you went to D.C. to protest what happened in the 2020 election. And now what do we learn? That General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, committed treason as he joined with Nancy Pelosi in saying that the commander-in-chief, the guy who put America on the right track for 4 years of prosperity in the midst of the darkest, one of the darkest periods, pardon the pun, with Barack Obama as president, but one of the darkest periods in American history, where we spent double the debt, all to protect baby black Jesus to make him look like he was a good president, when in fact he wasn't. Because all you got was Obamacare. And you know what that got you? More medical debt. Milley's testimony from November 17th of 2021 had headline-grabbing moments. This guy essentially was agreeing with Pelosi that Donald Trump, the President of the United States, his boss, the Commander-in-Chief, was a loose cannon. And I say this knowing that the guy who's currently in the White House is indeed a loose cannon. It says Robert Costa of CBS tweeted this. A speaker of the House asked the chairman of the Joint Chiefs if the nuclear codes are safe because she fears the president is crazy and liable to make a deadly decision to stay in power. See, that was her hyperbole. He might drop a bomb somewhere, a nuclear bomb, just to stay in power. The hyperbole was, we need you to believe that we have to get him out no matter what, General. And we need to know you're on our side. By the way, in case you wonder why the military has been sissified, has been made woke, that all the generals who would have stood behind Trump and knowing that this coup occurred had been let go, and we have generals who are completely, they don't care about us. They don't care about this nation. They care about the people in power and them maintaining their power. We are no different, folks, than the Russians. We're no different than the Chinese. No different. Our clandestine agencies run identically. They run based on politics, not based on what's best for the country. There are very few patriots left in this government. Anyway, he goes on. The question asked by the committee reads, yeah, what prompts her call is concern about the president's stability or mental health? She even says in the call, you know he's crazy, don't you? And she is reported to have said, General Milley, that you agreed with her. You said, I agreed 100% with everything you said. The one thing I can guarantee is that as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, I want you to know this in your heart of hearts. I can guarantee you 110% that the military, use of military power, whether it's nuclear or strike in a foreign country of any kind, we're not going to do anything illegal or crazy. Okay. He hasn't said anything controversial there because Donald Trump wasn't doing anything illegal or crazy. We have checks and balances against illegal and crazy because if we didn't, wouldn't you be a lot more fearful of this clown that's currently serving in the office of president? But it does sound like he at least was sort of admitting that he wasn't a Trump fan. They go on. They said, you reassured her that despite her concerns about the president's stability, by the way, unwarranted concerns, the nuclear codes and the launch capacity has to go through this process, and you personally will ensure that nothing crazy, the word that you use, happens. That's right. And I was, you know, talking to the Speaker of the House, Milley answered. So what he's saying is, I was deferring to the Speaker of the House versus my boss. Further, I had complete disregard for the VP, who would be the number two person in charge, and I went directly to the number three person in charge to reassure her. Costa noted that the question from the committee based on Pelosi's account of the phone call was first reported by Bob Woodward in his book. I'm not even going to say the name of the book because I'm not giving Woodward any press. But here's what I do want to say. What we've learned and what they've sent out themselves is that this government indeed used January 6th as a cover for their ill deeds. And then they tried to get the military to back their play. They got the sergeant at arms to back their play. They got social media to back their play. They got the media to back their play. They got rhino Republicans like Asa Hutchinson, the former governor of Arkansas, and many others to back their play. Mitch McConnell, people that were saying, if you don't disagree, or if you disagree with our assessment of January 6th, you're a traitor. You shouldn't hold office again. And I could go on. See, this is what they did to us with Twitter, on anything you want to talk about, any of these topics. You want to talk about climate change, you want to talk about the Wu flu, you want to talk about the vaccines and the people dying from these vaccines, you want to talk about any of this stuff. They did it. This is the playbook just recycling itself over and over and over. He goes on, this guy Costa says, so much of the Pelosi legacy understandably focuses on legislation, but her deep alarm about Trump in the final days and the steps she took from urgent call to Milley to pushing Pence to invoke the 25th, then moving to impeach, is a key part of it too. She saw a system at risk, is what Costas concluded. What's the wrong conclusion? Because it had nothing to do with the system being at risk. It had to do with, that's not totally true. The system was at risk. The system that Trump exposed was at risk. Because if Trump had gotten his way, and we really got a chance to dig into these election results and the cheating that occurred, who knows what would have happened? I mean, certainly, the government would be the installed government, the one that was overthrown in the coup, would be the government we have today. And oh, God forbid, we actually got to see what 4 more years, in this case, 2 more years of Trump would have meant. But I'll make you a bet. 2 more years of Trump would have led to unbelievable prosperity. Think about what he accomplished in 4 years. If we could have gotten over this Wu flu BS, not lock this economy down, the country down, not let thousands of businesses, tens of thousands of businesses go under and people battle their way through, not spent $6 trillion on Wu flu and let people battle through, and we come out the other side, we'd have a stock market that would actually choke a quarter horse and untold prosperity. And we would still be exposing these leftists for who they are. They couldn't let that happen under any circumstances.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.